DW.
These are some of the returnees who recently arrived in Benin City. Many of them look poorly fed and traumatized after having been sold into slavery, tortured, or sexually abused in Libya. These two children are among those recently repatriated. Their three-year-old brother died in the Sahara Desert as they traveled to Libya with their mother. Though they had been hoping to reach Italy, their journey came to an end in Libya, where they were held captive and twice sold into slavery together. Their mother, Ogeneha Onuahere, who has bruises all over her body, said her captors tortured her at gunpoint in an effort to get her relatives in Nigeria to pay for her freedom.
The man will come out with a gun. If you don't pay me my money, I will kill you.
The man came with a gun and said, if you don't pay me money, I will kill you. If you look at my face, you can see all these marks. It's from the beating. All these bruises are from where I was hit with the hard back of a gun. They hit me all over my body. Some of my bones got fractured. One day he hit my neck so hard that I fainted and fell down. My children thought I was dead.
Another returnee, Emotso Horo, was shot in the hand and sold as a slave on two occasions. Like Onuahehe, he was also tortured in an effort to extract money for his freedom.
They will beat you, they will plug this ring boiler, they used to boil water, and they will plug it in the wall. They will used to put it on your body. Sometimes there is one thing like electric, they will put it in the chair. Once they will sit on the chair, they will plug it, and the thing will be shocking you, you'll be shouting, they will be asking you, where is your money? You'll be shouting, they will still remove it. Sometimes they will still put it again. Sometimes they will open the knicker, they will carry the prick, they will pull lighter. They have many type of things there.
Both Ogodo and Onuahere say their families borrowed thousands of dollars to secure their freedom from slavery. They are now faced with the task of helping to repay the debt. These returnees jokingly mimic their captors to escape the trauma of their ordeal in Libya. As they try to forget their experiences, they have to face up to the realities of their return to Nigeria. As well as now owing large sums of money, many of the returnees had sold their properties in order to fund the trip to Libya. So now they have nothing to fall back on. Many originally left Nigeria for Europe to escape poverty at home. But now they and their families are facing even greater financial difficulties than before they left Nigeria. Unable to cope with their current situation, some returnees like Charles Emmanuel are considering going back to Libya, where they feel they have the chance of making enough money to eventually cross the sea to Europe.
Coming back empty-handed is a very big temptation to go back again, because there in Libya, it's just the freedom that they don't have there for blacks. Little work there provides plenty money, so it will tempt the youth to still go back again. Even me, it will tempt me to go back. Okay, now that we are here, assuming we are being supported, we will not go back because we'll think about the suffering that we went through.
But the Edo State government says it has lined up several programs aimed at supporting returnees. Abeyuwa Onyengwese is secretary of the Edo State Task Force Against Human Trafficking, the body responsible for rehabilitating those who have come back.
Yes, we have trainings in agriculture, trainings in skills like cinematography, like for the women who want to go into catering. We have all trainings, even building skills. So we have all this. And after these trainings, we have business packages that would help set up their businesses to get their businesses thriving again. So it's an all-encompassing rehabilitation and support programs.
With Nigeria planning over the coming weeks to repatriate more than 5,000 of its citizens still stranded in Libya, the number of returnees to Benin City is set to grow. As that happens, it will be vital to resettle them properly in order to prevent the kind of social problems that push them to leave in the first place.
DW.